You're giving me a chance. Just real excited to be around some human beings, and especially the senior class here. I've missed these guys the last 6 weeks, so thanks for having me.
So yeah, thanks for being here, Mr. Miner. And joining us are it's the top 1% of the graduating class of 2020. And this is a little bit of a unique year. Typically the top 1%, we always celebrate the top 1%.
Correct.
We have our valedictorian, and then we've always done co-salutatorians. But this year, this is the first time ever. We have had co-valedictorians, but we've never been in a situation where, well, I don't know what the term is. Tri-valedictorians? We got three outstanding students joining us are Mark Madler, Nicole Babbitt, and Richard Ponsler. All three of you, thank you for being here today. We're glad to have you in the studio. So let's. I'm going to jump in with the students. Mark, I'm going to ask, I'll start with you. Actually, let's do something a little bit different. It's been kind of a weird time. It's your senior year. We lost the whole last quarter of your senior year. We don't know what senior breakfast is going to look like. We don't know what prom is going to look like. We don't know what scholarship night is going to look like. And we have some idea of what graduation might look like, but we're planning those things. But in lieu of all of those things, let's start off with kind of an easy question. What is something positive that's come out of this school closures? What would you say is something positive that's happened? Mark, I'll start with you.
For me, I've had more time to focus on things that I'm really passionate about. I just can work my schedule to fit my needs a little bit easier. There's not set time frames that I need to be doing things. It's really helpful for that.
Yeah, that's a great answer. Richard, how about you? Something that's positive out of all this?
For me, it's really nice to just spend time with my mom more often because we never got the chance to do that because I was always busy with school and stuff like that.
Yeah. And how about you, Nicole?
I think it's really given me the chance to focus on preparing for, you know, the next chapter, really. You know, being able to work out and then also study and give myself time to kind of just cool down after everything that high school has given me.
Yeah, no, those are great. How about you, Mr. Miner? What's something that you, maybe a positive out of all this?
I'm going to kind of hang out there with Richard. I've seen my wife more I've seen my wife more fourth quarter than I have the entire year. So it's been nice to see my wife.
Yeah, you know, and I asked that question on purpose. We actually did this with our principals last week. We asked them something that was positive, and they gave us all the same answers. It was family time. It was just an opportunity to focus on some things. It was an opportunity to maybe slow down a little bit just with the work pace and really get through some of those projects that we have working or taking place at work. And then also being able to go down a passion path.
Yes.
And maybe try some of those
hobbies.
Different things. So I think it's been interesting for me in talking to students. We're hearing the same things. And I think there's a message there. I think for everybody out there listening, but also to our students and teachers, you know, when we come back to this, there's an opportunity to have a new and better normal to where we remember to slow down on things like family time and taking time to focus and reflect and identify what those passion projects are that you want to spend some time on. I also think there's an opportunity for teachers out there that are listening that school doesn't have to look exactly the same way when we come back.
Right.
Maybe we can, when we come back, we can reflect on some of these answers. And maybe it's an opportunity for school to start allowing students to have a little bit more voice and choice in what's happening. So,
you know, and Dan, on that, and we heard this kind of around, but one of the best answers I heard from the students was, I can plan my schedule now. I know when I can sleep and I know when I have to do work. And it's just not dictated by the 7:15 to 3 o'clock every day.
Yeah. So, cool thing. So let's talk about these guys in here. Mr. Miner, tri-valedictorians, talk to us a little bit about kind of how that process plays out, but then how, I took a phone call from you
yes.
right before Christmas. So
yes.
You gave me kind of a heads up that we had a problem.
Yes. These guys are extremely competitive. So obviously in terms of GPA, they were down to the thousandth. All right. So then we started looking at ACT scores, and now I'm actually thinking about maybe we should just go with height. What do you think, Mr. Strader? Let's get this thing to Mark right now. But no, we tried splitting hairs and tried getting, you know, try tried getting out to the Val and the Sal names, if you will. And bottom line was, you're talking about three great kids who have really worked hard in high school. And like I said, it was down to the thousandth. And so after, I think you said to me when I talked to you on the phone, Court, haven't you just answered your own question? Right. I think that's what you said to me. And I said, yep, I did. Let's go with the three vowels, and that's what we're here to do.
Absolutely. So congratulations to you three. Mark, let's just because I'm going to go around the room here, we'll start with you. Was being valedictorian a goal of yours, or is this just kind of along your path, just this happened to take place?
It was a goal early on, and there was a period where I kind of didn't see it happening, but then, you know, as the years went on, I saw that the rank was getting a little closer to one, and I had some hope. And in my family, there's been a lot of valedictorians, so there's sort of a precedent to, like, do well. A very high bar set for me.
So, great. How about you, Nicole? Did you set out to be a valedictorian, or?
I think it was in the background of, like, my head. Beginning of freshman year, and then slowly as I worked up and started taking more AP classes, I felt myself in that position becoming valedictorian, and I could really see myself up there.
All right, excellent. And how about you, Richard?
No, not at all. Throughout the whole 4 years of high school, I've always just like been, hey, I'm going to do my work, I'm going to do good in class, I'm going to get my grades up, and I just never expected for me to be one of the three valedictorians. So it was a nice surprise, actually.
Yeah, and those are really three great stories of being on that path or just doing your thing and ending up in that position. So let's, you guys have been preparing speeches. You guys are the featured speakers. We don't know when you'll be speaking or what medium that'll be taking place. But I know that you guys have gotten those guidelines. Mark, let me kind of reflecting on your high school years. Give me one or two highlights. What's something that as you prepare to leave Bradshaw Mountain, what are one or two things that stand out as really highlights on this journey?
I'd say some of my teachers, all of my teachers actually, but for really like helping me figure out like what I want to do, like and helping me with my work ethic. And I would say the friends I've made along the way. I mean, they'll always be in my memories and high school experience and stuff like that. Help me grow as a person.
Yeah, that's great. And how about you, Nicole? One or two highlights from your high school career?
I would say my teachers, definitely, and all of their encouraging words, just having them listen to my stories and having them help me along the way. And then also just the experiences in the classroom and being able to try new labs and figure out new problems and all of that.
Great. How about you, Richard?
For me, it'd probably be taking college courses. Okay, probably taking the college courses that are offered here. It's really a nice little like foundational block for me going into college next year, but also meeting just a lot of new friends that will forever be with me.
Yeah, and I think that's great. And there's a lot, you guys were involved in a lot of different activities on campus. Richard, I've seen you in student council, but talk a little bit about your involvement on the campus during your 4 years.
During my 4 years, I've been in student council since sophomore year, so that was an amazing opportunity to be just part of the school and always hosting these events. But also, I'm the president of Mu Alpha Theta. It's a little math club, but we end up doing a lot of community service, so that was really fun to end up doing.
Yeah, and Nicole, I know you're really active in our new JROTC chapter. Talk a little bit about the things that you've been involved in high school.
The overarching organization that I was involved in really was HOSA, which it really helped me to see what community service is about. And I got to be treasurer my junior year and then president my senior year. And then I also got to be president for National Honor Society my senior year. And, of course, I got the opportunity to join the Army JROTC unit. And I think that also helped me with choosing my career. And it was just a great opportunity to interact with the Army First Sergeant and the officer as well.
Yeah, excellent. And how about you, Mark?
Well, for me, like Richard, I'm in Mu Alpha Theta and student council, yeah. And also, I participated in DECA since sophomore year. This last year, I was officer of finance and DECA, and it really was that club especially has been really helpful in building a like building me up as a person with my social skills and communication skills. And our mountain bike team, that's been really helpful for growing our community and staying healthy out on the trails.
Yeah, and you guys are a mountain biking family, so I think that was a natural fit for you. So I want to shift gears a little bit. I want to look at the future. What does after Bradshaw Mountain High School look like? But before we do that, I don't want anybody to go anywhere. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to Talk of the Town Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, Dan Streeter.
And welcome back. This is Dan Streeter, superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District. Court, we had a great segment. Heard from your top 1%. We heard about high school. It's kind of a unique group. But talk a little bit about the senior class as a whole. I mean, we have the top 1% here. I think scholarship night was going to be pretty spectacular this year. So talk about the entire class for us.
This is an incredible class, Mr. Streeter. You know, it's kind of bittersweet because I cannot think of a class that can handle a situation better than this senior class right here. They're just a bunch of incredible kids that really understand teamwork and collaboration and just, I don't know, they're just good human beings. Everything that the student council seniors and the senior class set out to do this year, they did. They said they were going to knock the assemblies out of the park and increase, spirit. They said, Mr. Miner, you need to move the band over because we're going to fill up this whole spirit section. I was like, you guys sure about? They did. They just everything that they've done. But on the same token, because they've been such a great class, I sure would like to have one last hurrah with them. You know what I mean? So it's a little bittersweet. This is a very, and I know some of my seniors or graduates out there going, Mr. Miner always says this in all the speeches. That's not true. This was a very special class. Just everything they've done, they've just, including this, they've taken on so well.
You know, it's every Christmas you call me and you say, I got a great graduating class this year, but I'm really worried about this junior class that's coming up next. You always say,
I do.
Dan, this is going to be trouble. But this group, we didn't have that conversation.
I didn't call you.
You said we're going to get through the senior class, but man, this next class is going to be unbelievable. Yeah. And we've been talking about it in the community. So kudos to you guys for being the top 1% of, you guys don't know this, but we've been talking about you a lot just as we've gone out into the community. So it's pretty incredible. So let's talk about, we will celebrate your accomplishments. That will happen. We don't know when, we don't know how, but it will happen. But let's talk about the next step. Where are we going from Bradshaw Mountain High School? Mark, I always start with you, so I'm going to start with Richard, even though I'm not happy with what he's about to tell me. But Richard, the next step, where are you headed?
So after high school, I will be attending the University of Arizona in Tucson. I want to major in psychiatry, so hopefully that will work out in the end.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic, and we wish you the best of luck for sure. It's a great campus, great school, you'll be in great shape there. So Nicole, you leave a little bit earlier than the rest of the graduating class. You are off to for our listeners. Let us know.
The United States Naval Academy.
So you're off to Annapolis, and you actually your report date is what?
It's June 25th.
So you'll be reporting late June. You go through some basic training pieces, orientation pieces before school starts. And you're planning to study what at the Naval Academy?
Either general sciences or chemistry. And then I also want a minor in a foreign language.
Yeah, and I think that's a great – we had a graduate not too long ago, Gilbert Ibarra, at Embry-Riddle, who I don't know if he – did he major in Arabic? He at least minored in it, and that's going to be a ticket that will pretty much take him anywhere he wants to go. So, and Mark, you're off to where?
I'm off to Gonzaga in the fall up in Spokane, Washington, and I plan to be majoring in computer engineering.
All right, excellent. So that's the engineering gene seems to be in the Madler family. I had your older brother went through, went to ASU and continued his education. So Mark, let's kind of, we'll go back around the table. Why Gonzaga? Why, what drew you to,
well,
to be a Zag?
I liked the school, where it is, what they offer. And it just so happened that like scholarships just really worked out with that school. They all stacked nicely. And so it was a no-brainer to go there.
Yeah, and certainly I know you enjoy obviously studying, but being in the outdoors as well. And Spokane, Washington is going to offer you a lot of opportunities to continue all those things. So, and then Nicole, the Naval Academy. What pointed us in that direction? What was the? How do we get to that decision?
I went to their summer program, and I could just really see myself there. I never really thought I was going to go into the Navy because I come from a family of Air Force. So when I realized how much I wanted to go there, it was kind of shocking.
Yeah, and I know at one point we were hopeful for the Air Force Academy, and being from an Air Force family, your parents were probably a little you zigged. You were supposed to zag with Mark, but. But so the Naval Academy, and I think that's, you know, we encourage our students to engage in these summer programs because you can find out so much about yourself, about schools, about opportunities. And I think this is an example of getting you to that point. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
So, and Richard, U of A, wouldn't have been my first choice.
Yeah.
Go Devils. But what landed you at the University of Arizona?
So I'm the youngest of the first generation of my family. So all my cousins before me have gone to U of A, and I just wanted to carry that on. But also at a young age, I think around like 7 or 8, I went to the campus to visit a cousin there, and I just fell in love with the campus, and it's always been like a dream to go there.
Yeah, and we know it's a great campus. Tucson's a great town, great college town. I think you're gonna love it down there. So many cool opportunities. So let's, and we talked a little bit about where you're going, what landed you there, and what you guys are planning to study there. What are you most excited about when you think about the college experience, other than seeing human beings? So Nicole, we'll go right to the middle. What are you most excited about when you get to the Naval Academy?
I think because it's a school that's been around for such a long time, I think around 200 years, they have so many traditions, and it's kind of embedded in the curriculum too. And you get to meet people that you're bonded with for life.
Yeah, absolutely. And great opportunities both while you're at the Naval Academy and obviously once you leave the Naval Academy. So how about you, Mark? What are you most looking forward to?
I think I'm most looking forward to focusing in on what I want to study and hanging out with people that are, you know, interested in the same stuff and, you know, have like-minded personalities.
Yes, great answer. Absolutely. How about you, Richard?
I'm most excited for a change of pace. I'm used to just having a constant high school schedule, and now I'm excited to just do a college schedule like every other day, and then plus meeting new people that will be the same as me.
Yeah, no, those are great answers. Mr. Miner, what question would you ask these guys? I got one more for them, but I'll let you chime in here. You've been hanging out
tough
with
one,
these guys
tough
for
one,
4 years.
Seniors, number one top memory from high school. I don't care if it's from your don't go into middle school on me. I don't care if it's from your freshman year. The top best memory from high school that you can say on the air. Let's go with Mark. Richard looks scared. We'll go with Mark.
I have to think about that.
Best memory walking out the door.
At school?
Dealing with school. It could be through mountain biking to, you know, your teachers, to studying with your friend, you know, school related, best high school experience. Hmm. Or memory, excuse me, memory.
I think actually hearing that that I was the valedictorian was probably one of the coolest days
in the library?
High school. Well, I was
you weren't.
I was at a math competition and I just finished a test and they're like, "You're the valedictorian." Yeah. I thought that was awesome. But
I made the announcement Mark wasn't there.
There we go. All right. Okay, he was at a math competition.
Yes.
Hence valedictorian,
yes.
Right?
So, Nicole,
I like this question. Keep going.
I would say that studying with my friends for pre-calc and calc, we were just really bonded over that. We were super close, and we had our one location that we went to. And I always looked forward to it, even though it was studying.
can't get away from those doink points, can you?
The oh doink points. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Richard.
So I'm going to take a different spin on this. It was probably the volleyball season of this year because I pride myself as being the number one fan.
You were?
And every game I was there, including the ones that all the way to Flagstaff for the finals. And that was probably one of my favorite times of all, just going to see them, supporting them.
Well, that's a good memory because that was 18 years since we'd gone that far in the playoffs. So that was pretty cool for the kids and especially for us in the stands.
Yeah. You
know? Yeah, that's a good – I think that was a fun ride for all of us, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, great answers. I love the discussion about I think everybody has that memory from high school that they remember, that one experience that always stands out. So and certainly more memories to come. Let me shift gears on you guys again. I've been kind of talking about the college route, and I'll stay there, but what's something you're nervous about? What are we nervous about as we start looking to Let's go. We'll go Richard on this.
Let's start with Richard. Yeah. Probably just doing things on my own. I've always had like support with me, family and friends, and going down to Tucson to University of Arizona, I don't know a lot of people going there except for like a handful. So it's going to be hard to like find people and just get out there more.
How about you, Nicole?
Freshmen at the Naval Academy are called plebes for a reason. So basically, after our plebe summer, which is our basic training, we have to continue with training throughout the whole year. It's supposed to be our hardest year because we're supposed to earn the title of midshipman. And the upperclassmen just go in on us. We have to memorize like the menu 3 days in advance. We have to know news articles conversationally and all of that. So I think I'm most nervous that I'm going to forget something. Mm-hmm. And I might be disappointed in myself, but I know that I'll do better.
I'm nervous for her now, Mr. Streeter. Yeah.
Well, that's why no one sent you to the Naval Academy, Mr. Miner.
Right.
Mark, most nervous about?
I think I'm most nervous about going to a completely new town and living there. And it's pretty far away from like where I live now. And it'll just be interesting. New challenges.
Yeah, no, I think all of those are very real answers and normal answers, but it also lends itself to who you are. You guys have taken it, you guys have been provided opportunities and you've taken advantage of those opportunities along the way. And you've put yourselves in situations that sometimes are a little bit uncomfortable, but those are the situations where true growth happens. And that's why you are where you are today. So you guys, I think knowing that and knowing that that's normal, you guys are going to be in great shape as you go off on your college journeys, and I certainly wish you guys the best of luck. And I have no doubt that you guys are going to be successful. I'm looking forward to hearing how everything goes. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back for our third segment here in a few minutes, but we'll take the short break. You're listening to Talk of the Town Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.